Well, as the states and territories enforce stricter laws to prevent the spread of COVID-19, some people are already accusing authorities of heavy-handedness. Police in New South Wales have fined people they say were away from their homes without a valid reason, and that's drawn criticism from the state's major tabloid newspaper. It's underlined the difficulty faced by police across Australia when enforcing COVID-19 laws with no clear answer as to how long they'll be in place. David Sparks has the latest.
Tough measures for tough times. Our lives are not what they used to be, and almost every day, new restrictions are put in place. They're designed to keep us safe, but a lack of clarity is a cause of rising anxiety.
I think the overwhelming majority of Australians want to be doing the right thing. It's just unclear of what the right thing is legally.
Stacey Lee Francis is a lawyer in Sydney's eastern suburbs. She's used to dealing with complicated laws, but even she is confused.
Everyone is scared and confused, and a lot of people are turning to professionals for guidance or advice. But unfortunately, as professionals, we are just as confused.
In New South Wales, there are 16 valid reasons why a person can leave their home. Stacey Lee Francis says the problem is many of those reasons have not been clearly defined.
So, for example, what is considered a compassionate grounds reason for leaving your home?
Police enforcement of the laws is becoming a controversial issue. It's clear the topic is in the public domain when Sydney's Daily Telegraph newspaper runs a front page story on it. But the state's police commissioner, Mick Fuller, has rejected criticism. He says officers are using discretion, and the handful of fines so far have been for clear breaches.
I don't want to see an escalation in any more powers. I truly don't. And I do think most of the community is coming for the journey, and the tickets that were given yesterday were, you know, some pretty poor excuses from people, to be honest with you.
Different states and territories have brought in different rules. New South Wales, Victoria, Queensland and Tasmania all have similar laws requiring people to stay at home unless they're going out for one of the listed reasons. The others have their own rules. For example, Western Australia will close its border for all non-essential travel from midnight on Sunday. Pauline Wright is president of the Law Council of Australia. She says police will need to use discretion and common sense.
Look, what I'm concerned about is that the laws, because they're rapidly changing, people might not yet fully understand what their obligations are under the laws. And under those circumstances, it's really important that the police, give warnings rather than the first stop being a fine or being heavy-handed.
In New South Wales, the Police Commissioner, Mick Fuller, is personally signing off on every fine issued under these laws because he wants to make sure that the buck stops with him and discretion is viewed. Do you think that's a good way to deal with this, that perhaps other states should go down that path as well?
Look, I do think that that's laudable. He is the commissioner, and if commissioners of other states and territories were to follow that model, it would mean that there's oversight at the highest level within the police.
Police across the country are likely to face this conundrum for some time. New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller yesterday indicated the laws there would be in place for 90 days. But this morning, Premier Gladys Berejiklian said that shouldn't be taken as a definite timeframe.
The Commissioner is absolutely correct. When you sign a health order, when the Health Minister signs a health order, legally it lasts for 90 days. But then at any time, if the health advice says go harder, go softer, we're able to do that. But at any stage, if our health authorities say to us, we're worried about the community transmission, it's too much, we've got to do X, Y, Z, we will.
Gladys Berejiklian, the New South Wales Premier, David Sparks reporting there.